And there was a chilling headline in one of the national newspapers yesterday. The headline was, where are the Ukrainian prisoners of war? Where are the Ukrainian prisoners of war? The fact is that the Ruskies have violated the Geneva Accords. When they capture a soldier, they torture him and they kill him. Several are going to be publicly executed. Two Brits and a Moroccan who joined the fight against Russia simply because they are foreigners are going to be executed. The rest are taken to Russia. Russia has kidnapped several hundred thousand Ukrainian civilians, including children, and taken them to Russia. And they indoctrinate the kids. Women are routinely raped in Ukraine by Russian soldiers and by Chechens. Chechens from Chechnya, which is a region, it's a Muslim region that Russia conquered, are absolutely savage. We have had Chechens in this country. Let me tell you who they were, two in particular, the Tsarnaev brothers, Dr. and Tamerlane Tsarnaev, who bombed the Boston Marathon. Tamerlane Tsarnaev shot a cop, killed him, was himself shot and killed by cops. Dr. Tsarnaev, and it's D-O-C-T-O-T-E-R, or D-O-K-T-E-R, it's not that he's a doctor, is now sentenced to death. Now sentenced to death. And this is after we gave them asylum as refugees, sent both of them at public expense to Boston Latin, one of the best high schools in the country. And Dr. Tsarnaev was enrolled at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. And none of this was enough. He decided he would bomb the Boston Marathon and blow people's legs off. Well, this is what's going on in Ukraine as well. And these are jihadist terrorists who are being unleashed and a European population to rape the women, torture people, and kill them. This is Russia. We've got to understand something. Russia, the Russian is a savage. Now, you may say, Matt, you in the past have said the Russian people are not bad people, and that's true. I've been in Russia. Visited Russia with a delegation from the Justice Department, our Justice Department, in May and June 1997 to give talks on our legal system, civil and criminal, because they were trying to rebuild after 70 or 80 years of communism. And I was impressed. They're very fine people. But right now, they've rallied around Putin. The only difference between Putin and Hitler, and both of them were murderous psychopaths, evil people. The only difference between them is that in 1932 to 1945, Germany for a long time had one of the most advanced militaries in the world. And they had an intellectual culture, a philosophy, literature, physics, mathematics, every discipline you can imagine, going back hundreds of years, that was among the most influential in Europe. In Russia, quite frankly, has been on the outside, landlocked between China, Islamic countries to the south, a savage country. They had some accomplishments. They did have Tchaikovsky. They did have Dostoevsky and Pushkin and a few others. They don't compare to anybody else in Europe. And quite frankly, we had nothing but 1,000 years of czars and serfs. And then you had communism and Stalin and the murder of people. They stand for murder, fraud, and sadism. That is their culture. And they decide that they want to extend that culture and give the benefits of sadism, fraud, and murder to what? Poland, Ukraine, Romania? Well, thanks, but no thanks. People don't want that. Right now, in the Donbass region, in the eastern part of Ukraine, there's a city called Severodonetsk. Severodonetsk is being defended by a handful, literally a handful. A very, very brave Ukrainians. The Russians have bombed the bridges around it. There's no way out. There are civilians. The Russians are squeezing in. The Russians do not care about their casualties. They have 12 battalions in there. They're taking enormous casualties. They don't care because they're administered by a psychopath and a sadist and a genocidal nut, Putin. And he has no consequence at home other than assassination. They've shot some of their own wounded. If they're wounded, if they have to withdraw suddenly and their wounded can't walk, they shoot them. This did happen outside of Mariupol. You'd think that that would demoralize people. Our Marines didn't do that in the Second World War in the Pacific. Guys in Vietnam didn't do that. Russians will kill their own. They do not care. We do not want their culture. It's a diseased culture. It's a garbage culture. One of the things that really, really concerns me, actually, there are many things about Ukraine that concern me. It was just announced yesterday that the U.S. Open tennis tournament here in the United States are going to let the Ruskies compete. They were excluded from Wimbledon. Why should they be permitted to come to the United States and be cheered? For what? For genocide? You can say, well, they didn't do it. Well, they're part of it. They support Putin. Get them out of here. There should be no more visas given to anybody from Russia. Get them the hell out of this country. And if they say, well, we want to send our drugged speed skaters in to perform in short skirts, we don't want to see them. Get them out of here. Well, but our people are in the National Hockey League. Get them out of here. Who cares? There are a lot of people who can skate in the United States and in Canada. They are deliberately bombing medical supplies going to injured Ukrainians. Why are we permitting pharmaceutical companies to do business with Russia and send them medical supplies and pharmaceuticals when they don't use it for the Ukrainians? They torture Ukrainians. Cut them off. The pharmaceutical companies say, well, this is humanitarian. Baloney. The pharmaceutical companies care about one thing, and that's money. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand a lot about what's going on in the United States right now. They only care about money. They should be prohibited from doing it. Germany has once again betrayed us because of the high prices in fuel. They are paying so much money to Russia. It's more than before the sanctions because of the higher price. Germany started two wars in the last century. They've come around a little bit. They are faking it. They're going through the motions of supporting Ukraine. They're not supporting Ukraine. They're slowballing weapons to Ukraine. We have got to get Zelensky anti-ship missiles, missile launchers that go 300 miles. We have got to inflict real casualties on the Russians. We've got to inflict casualties on their bases. Otherwise, they're sitting ducks. The Ukrainians are just being annihilated. And Europe is doing nothing. Europe has no soul. It's nothing more than a theme park for history with good cafes. That's all it is, getting worked up. Got to stand with Zelensky, get rid of the traitors in the Republican Party who keep attacking Ukraine.